For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
And come on in. We've thrown the door wide open at my house. Rosie on the House here with my son and co-host Romy Romero. My wife of 40 years, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screening booth at 1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to talk painting, if you have a question about prep or painting your home, we have the experts in studio here this hour at 1-888-767-4348. Joe Campbell, owner of the Arizona Paint Company, has brought in Joe Bucco, one of his premier, most experienced, most requested paint foremen. Morning, Joe's.
Good morning, Rosie.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
You betcha. Oh, you know what? I need to mention Kat. Kat is our broadcast engineer in training here this morning, doing a fabulous job. You close listeners may have found one small error in the last hour. Well, that was my fault, not hers. So I want to be perfectly clear about that. Kat is doing a fine job. So we're talking painting here. Mr. Campbell, your experience with Arizona Paint Company. Give us the company story.
Well, we've been in business since 2001. We focus mostly on residential interior and exterior repainting, but we also have a commercial division that handles the larger projects as well.
Okay. And you've been involved with the company for how long?
I've been involved for 12 years now, since 2006, when I first started in the sales division.
Okay. And it is now your company?
Yep. I have a couple business partners, but worked my way up, and now, you know, happy to say that part owner of it.
And y'all paint here in Maricopa County?
We paint in Maricopa County. We service all of Phoenix, and then we also paint in Pima County. We service all of Tucson area as well.
Okay, very good. So what we want to talk to you about today in particular is what we've included in our newsletter that went out, just tips on how to really paint an Arizona home. We talked last week on the broadcast from the Saba Home Show down in Tucson just about how to pick the right paint and what to look for. We ended that show with a man, Michael, I think he was calling from Santan Valley, if I remember right, and he had a home that was about 8 years old with elastomeric paint on the whole thing, and he wanted to know how to proceed. And said, Mike, he was very fortunate because the elastomeric had held up pretty well. So, like I was telling Joe Bucco, Joe, you and I almost went to high school together, right?
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, we were just in competing schools down the road from each other just a couple years apart.
Absolutely.
So you came into the trades close to the same time I came into the trades. And when we're talking about what kind of paint to pick, it's not so popular, I don't perceive, as it was 10 years ago. But a lot of people want to know, why don't I just put elastomeric paint on? And I always go back to me and Joe's early years in the trades. Boy, in the 80s, we made a lot of money putting elastomeric paint on homes, thinking we were doing the right thing.
Exactly. What a mistake, huh?
And then what did we do in the 90s?
Well, we went to acrylic paints.
We made a lot of money taking elastomeric off of a lot of homes in Arizona. It was one of those learning experiences. But
it was.
We talk about exterior paint. Give me the two-minute dissertation on the right exterior paint for Arizona.
Well, we've been using 100% acrylics or mostly acrylic paints, mid-grade to high-grade paints. We stayed away from the low grades. We call the department three-year paint jobs. We don't like that stuff. But if we use a high-quality paint and surfaces are clean, properly power washed, prepared, that paint will last and stay on that surface for, I hope, decades. It's not like the elastomeric where it can't really bond as well. And if you get any moisture behind it, guess what? It starts falling off. And that's what people have experienced in the past. So we use a high-grade acrylic paint.
And the acrylic kind of allows the moisture to breathe, as opposed to being trapped like the elastomeric.
It does, yes, because elastomeric it has that rubbery substance in it and all that, and it really doesn't bond well like the acrylic paints do. And like I said, if the surface is clean, you're going to have a nice job, and it will last.
Well, we'll talk about proper prep here a little bit later in the show. But right now, I'm trying to get people picking that right paint. So to reemphasize what we talked about last week, we're not fans of elastomeric paint. There are applications for it. Joe, do you have a couple applications or two that you might use it?
There are very few situations in when we'd actually recommend it.
What do y'all like to butter the top of your parapets with?
That would be one of the situations. Okay, okay. You know, if we can coat, we always coat the top of our parapets with the elastomeric because it does have that waterproof capability, and that does protect your home from water coming down through those cracks in the parapets. But we do not continue it all the way down to the sides of the house.
Yeah, elastomeric actually can do very well on horizontal surfaces. They use a lot of it for deck coatings and roof coatings and stuff like that. But you put it on a vertical surface, and you have any failure at all, where it meets a window frame, where it meets a barge rafter, where it meets a wood door frame, and the least little moisture gets behind it.
Yep.
Particularly in those hot summer monsoon storms, the moisture gets in behind a dark-colored elastomeric, the sun comes back out, and it literally steams the paint off the wall.
Yeah, it'll just bubble up. It's like a balloon. You know, if you have a pinhole, moisture can get in there. And like you say, when the sun draws that moisture out, causes that bubble, which can pop sometimes, or sometimes over time it goes away. But it'll always come and go with the weather.
And so we're encouraging acrylic, 100% acrylic. Are we encouraging that both on wood surfaces, T111, fascias, and stucco?
Yeah, we're recommending 100% acrylic, and we kind of talk about paint as related to gasoline. You have three different grades, you know,
right.
Regular, mid, and premium, and each of your companies around the valley are going to offer those three grades of acrylic, and you should definitely, we'd recommend at least going with the medium or the best quality because it's going to give you better life and better protection.
A lot of them will say 100% acrylic, but there may be other elements of the paint that really constitute it to bring it up to the platinum level grade or the gold level grade.
Right. Paint has pigments, binder, solvents, and additives. And the acrylic, you know, the qualities is the binder, is the resin. If they put more resins in the paint, it's going to be a higher quality product and more expensive, but it's going to protect better. Whereas the cheaper acrylic is going to have less resins and not protect quite as well.
And I don't want to bust your chops because you're not making the paint. But as a consumer who paints his house maybe every 5 to 7 years, I can remember when you could buy a top shelf good gallon paint of exterior paint for about $14.
Mm-hmm. I remember those days.
Those might have been in Joe Bucco's days.
Yeah, those were my days. Oh, my.
But yeah, your good quality paint at a retail level is just going to cost you around $25 to $40 a gallon, depending on what quality.
And then the last time I painted my house, I just for giggles added some of the additives that you can add to your paint. I didn't see where it helped at all. I mean, I bought top drawer shelf paint, and then I added the Floetrol. Mm-hmm. I didn't see where it helped much.
You can add a Floetrol helps you to work with the paint better. It helps to make it more smooth to be able to apply. You can also add different types of ceramics, which are supposed to keep your paint job cooler, but I still think we're in the beginning of that technology.
I'm glad to hear you say that because we're asked that all the time, and I encourage people stay away from the ceramics. Let somebody else be the laboratory.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to get to that route at some point. The technology, I don't think, is quite there yet.
Well, and then you buy this ceramic impregnated paint, and I mean, you're north of $50 a gallon. I just can't see you ever making a return on that investment.
Yeah, and the problem here in Arizona is you're going to get fading with regardless of what product you use. So, you know, even if you do go with that paint, you are still going to get some fading, and you are going to have to repaint around the 10-year mark with a product like that.
That 10-year mark is an interesting one because we have said here at Rosie on the House for years that you really, in a stucco application using exterior acrylic paint, you really need to paint your stucco about every 7 to 8 years. And then I was called a shill for the paint companies. And then you guys came out with your 10-year warranty.
You know, it just depends on the product you use, right? The technology came up with a new product that allowed us to do two full coats, and the product we're using with that 10-year warranty is twice as thick as a normal paint, and we're doing two full coats of it. So that's why we're able to offer that longer warranty.
Okay.
Now, we're talking about paint life as it relates to being applied on a wall. We had a digital question come through, and this guy wants to know about how to open a paint can lid because there's rust on it, and he doesn't want rust in the paint. I'm going to say it's probably not paint he's going to be able to use if it's got rust on the lid.
Well, if it just hangs in the can, then don't use it. I mean, I had customers ask me, oh, how long does this paint last? And, you know, as long as it's sealed, it's pretty full and sealed in a cool environment, it'll last for quite a while, a year, maybe two. But if it starts stinking and stuff, don't use it. Just go invest in new paint. And you'll be well off.
A year or two. You know, you're not going to...
If it's sealed properly.
Yeah.
If it's sealed properly. I mean, if this is a 5, 6, 7-year-old thing that's been started rusting...
No, I don't want to use it. No, I wouldn't.
No, we recommend you store your paint inside. We recommend you make sure the cans are fully sealed and store them upside down. That'll help
create the airlock.
Yes.
Create the airlock and keep that paint lasting as long as possible.
Inside, but not in your mechanical closet.
Correct.
How many times I open an air conditioning mechanical closet and there's, you know, paint solvents and paint and even gasoline containers. And man, this is your air circulation closet, buddy. Let's clear this thing out. So we're here with Joe Campbell and Joe Bucco from the Arizona Paint Company talking about painting your house, home, castle, or cabin. We get lots of paint questions here at Rosie on the House. If you're sitting around the house and it's raining, I know you're not painting today, but you may have...
at least not outside.
You may have questions about paint or prep. We've got the paint experts here to talk to you at 1-888-767-4348.